CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports. Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
The U.S. Open, Father's Day, and great golf at Balmoral Woods Country Club in Crete. To book your tee time and find out about other specials, visit BalmoralWoods.com. Great golf for a great value. Balmoral Woods in Crete. Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest's top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to treat Dad with their Father's Day golf and apparel specials. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Score Update studio. I'm Mike Esposito with a scoreboard update. Blackhawks players and their fans certainly have spent the week celebrating the team's third Stanley Cup within the last 6 years. 2 million plus at the parade and rally yesterday. Changes are coming, though, as the Blackhawks are up against the salary cap going into next season. Steve Conroy on with Molly and Hanley this morning.
What the Blackhawks have discovered is if you can try to keep the core, and listen, Patrick Sharp used to be a part of that core, but if you can kind of keep most of that core together, maybe add some veterans who haven't won a cup before, like Akimo Thiemann and Antoine Vermette, and then bring in the guys you've drafted, like a Teuvo Teravainen, you can still do it.
And Brad Richards and the Stanley Cup were by the Score Studios earlier this morning on with Spiegel and Goff. If you'd like to see the pictures and listen to the interview, check it out at 670thescore.com. The White Sox lineup is in, and these are the guys that will try to get the offense going and break the Sox 7-game losing streak. You've got Eaton leading off, Melky Cabrera, Abreu, LaRoche, Avi Garcia. Connor Gillespie plays third. Alexi Ramirez, Flowers, and Sanchez rounds out that lineup. Robin Ventura certainly frustrated with the recent poor play.
You know, the last few days, we've had opportunity to win some games, and we just can't mount anything offensively. Being able to execute when we have that opportunity, when we have that inning, it looks like it's going your way. We don't do anything with it. That's the frustrating part.
The Sox do have their ace on the hill tonight. Chris Sale goes against Colby Lewis for the Texas Rangers. 6:35 is our pregame right here on the Score. And a White Sox note as well. Sunday on Father's Day, Blackhawks team members and the Stanley Cup will be at U.S. Cellular Field for a special pregame ceremony. Cubs at the Twins tonight. Kyle Hendricks against Phil Hughes, and Kyle Schwarber will bat eighth and DH once again. He's 6-for-10 since joining the Cubs for this swing through AL Parks. Taj Gibson of the Bulls had arthroscopic surgery on his left ankle yesterday. Expected to rehab for the next 4 months or so and should be good to go before the start of next season. Golf at the U.S. Open, a three-way tie currently with Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, and Jordan Spieth all at 5 under par. Spieth done for the day. Johnson and Stenson still getting going. And Jason Day had some trouble on the final hole for him for the day as he passed out due to vertigo. He was able to finish his round, though, and then was taken off on a golf cart. The update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Tailgate with the White Sox Radio Network and K-Hits before the Sox-Rangers game on Sunday on 35th and Shields. Enjoy samples, play games, and more at this free tailgate with Hudsonville Ice Cream, U.S. Bank and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by to meet Ron Kittle. Get your photo taken with Southpaw. WSCR Chicago weather, 64 for the overnight low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82. I'm Mike Esposito. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score, 6:35 tonight when the Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CSR brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Steve Stone.
Just take a look across town on the north side and you see what happens with finishing last for a couple of years, restocking your organization with some guys who can really hit the baseball. I know that there's different philosophies of how to win the game, and you talk about pitching and defense is going to win you championships, but since baseball was invented, what makes you exciting is offense. Base running and offense. Score a lot of runs, you'll be an exciting team. An exciting team has people watching, has people listening, has people coming to the ballpark, and a team that isn't exciting better win all the time. And that, of course, hasn't been the case.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Did you get any chance to see Gas Money on Comcast during the
Radio
Lake?
Wearing... You mean Beer Money.
Beer Money. Excuse me, yeah, yes, Beer Money. Yeah. Now Beer Money. I still call it Gas Money because of Gas Money Bob. There was a guy who was wearing the Pierzynski jersey.
He couldn't spell it.
He couldn't spell Pierzynski.
Couldn't spell Pierzynski.
$30. You spell AJ Pierzynski.
All right, so AJ.
All right, that's a good start.
Pierzynski.
Take it off. Seriously. Seriously. You got to take it off.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And as usually the case on Fridays, we are at one of our favorite places today, Bors and Bernstein, the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. I love the Newport Bar and Grill. I love these people. I love this bar.
These are good people.
They are.
Because there are some places we walk in and somebody look and say, who are you and what?
And what the hell do you want?
And this, where we walk in here and they say, hi, Terry. Hi, Dan. Here's the drinks we have and here's some food. And sit down over here and hang out for a while.
That's
say,
what I
okay,
do.
Yes.
I'm a hangout kind of guy.
So you were sucking down a Texas Toast BLT.
That's right.
That actually looked really good.
Well, I'm tired of waking up Hawk fans that are sleeping on the platform. I need some energy.
I need some energy. Come by, you can win some Cubs tickets. And you know what I'd like to do? It would be really nice. Maybe we should talk to some of the marketing promotions people or the research department over at Comcast Sportsnet. I would love to know, anytime they have somebody who is willing to be a contestant on Beer Money, ask the person if that person has ever called the Bors and Bernstein show. Off the air. They have to be on the air. I would just like to have the data. I would like to know what percentage of their contestants at some point or another in the last 15 plus, soon to be 16 years, have been Bors and Bernstein callers.
Judging by some of them I've heard, I'd think all of them. Pretty much all of them.
Well, but I don't know, because some don't seem to be big enough sports fans to even listen to sports radio at all. They just want to be on TV.
Right. Although you might know exactly that it's on the back of your jersey there. Right? You
mean, but seriously, there's some who don't even seem to know anything about sports.
Correct.
And are probably sitting in the bar, and Jen Latta walks up and says, hey, you want to be on TV and answer some questions for us? I go, okay. Do I get money for it? Okay, I will.
Go Bulls, go Bears, go Hawks especially. They don't need much help. We're going to win it.
And go Mike.
Go Mike. What's your name again? Because go her, too. She's the one making the camera.
And go Hawks.
Oh, there they are.
Especially.
That sounds like a Bourne caller.
That's right. That guy for sure. I don't need anybody to ask
you. You're right, though. Yeah. I mean, you do run in the mornings. You don't necessarily. They're not necessarily all sports lovers that are sitting there.
Right.
So it's possible.
People will flock moth-like to the bright light and just sort of want to stand there with whoever's holding the microphone.
Then pass out on the train station.
Or
buddy, okay.
Or fall down on a sand trap.
I don't know. That's cold.
Northside John, you're on the score.
Gentlemen, the other day, y'all read off a list of baseball writers after a redraft.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
You recall that at all?
It was Baseball Prospectus.
You, I don't know how far that goes back, but I'm really wondering how bad the White Sox have actually drafted. I mean, it seems really bad, but I'd like to know how bad.
Well, that was just last year's draft redone. That was just the 2014 draft. If everybody had it to do all over again, who would go where?
Yeah, John, we were just talking about off the air that how bad do you have to be where the White Sox are now, where you continually need to fill in a guy here or fill in a guy there. This year you need to fill in a little more guys here and there than normal. How bad do you have to draft, and how many teams do you think in Major League Baseball have drafted worse than the White Sox have in the last, say, 10 years? I would think it's precious few. You haven't really. I mean, Chris Sale, that's a big timer. That's a you got that. But really, where are your outfielders? Where are your infield? Where's anything?
This question from the 219: why does Giovanni Soto throw the ball back to the pitcher like a little league spaz? Because he's got the thing.
He does.
He has some kind of mental block. He's got a yip that doesn't allow.